Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 20th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Facebook announced it expanded its dangerous individuals and organizations policy to address organizations it deems as posing a significant threat to public safety, but does not meet the standard of being a dangerous organization that are banned from the platform. Under this policy, Facebook will restrict the spread of content from Facebook pages, groups, and Instagram accounts linked to those groups, and remove them if they identify discussions specifically related to potential violence. As part of the expanded policy, Facebook removed 790 groups and 100 pages linked to the QAnon conspiracy theory, blocked 300 hashtags, and removed 1,500 advertisements. An additional 1,950 groups, 440 pages, and more than 10,000 Instagram accounts linked to QAnon are currently restricted from spreading content and may be removed as they are reviewed. Facebook also removed 980 groups, 520 pages, and restricted 1,400 related hashtags linked to U.S.-based militia groups and offline anarchist groups, some of which Facebook says identified as Antifa. DoorDash launched grocery delivery service, partnering with select grocery stores in California and across the Midwest. The company will deliver groceries from Smart & Final, Meijer, Fresh Time, and Hy-Vee, with service available in Chicago, Cincinnati, Detroit, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, Orange County, Sacramento, San Diego, and the Bay Area initially. The service will utilize DoorDash Drive, the back-end delivery platform that DoorDash typically licenses to other companies for their own branded delivery services. DoorDash said the service will offer on-demand ordering rather than scheduling deliveries into set windows, and has over 10,000 grocery items that offer one-hour delivery. Grocery delivery is also included as part of the Dash Pass subscription service, which makes grocery delivery eligible for free delivery. Zoom announced its video conferencing app will be available on Amazon Echo Show, Facebook Portal, and Google Nest Hub Max devices later this year. Zoom arrives first on Facebook Portal, which will arrive in September with a dedicated Zoom app, in addition to other video conferencing apps announced this week from BlueJeans, GoToMeeting, and WebEx. Portal devices will also now support logging in with a Facebook Workplace account rather than just a Facebook Consumer account. Google will automatically pull in Zoom meetings from its Google Calendar and allow users to join calls with a voice command. Echo Show devices will get a similar integration, allowing devices with linked calendars to join by voice without entering meeting IDs or passwords. Security researchers at Guardicore Labs announced the discovery of what they believe to be a previously undiscovered botnet. Dubbed FritzFrog, the botnet uses proprietary code to infect SSH servers with an in-memory payload, then gathers multiple infected servers into a peer-to-peer network. The researchers first spotted the botnet in January and believe it has infected over 500 servers, including U.S. and European universities, as well as a railroad company. In August 2018, Apple became the first U.S. company to reach a $1 trillion market cap. Apple's stock price recently climbed to $467.77, setting its market cap at $2 trillion based on the number of outstanding shares at that price. Apple is not the first company to hit that market cap, with the oil company Saudi Aramco reaching $2 trillion in December 2019. India's Business Standard reports that, according to sources, Apple is planning to produce some of its upcoming iPhone 12 devices locally in India. The devices are expected to be made in Wistron's factory in Bengaluru and available in mid-2021. Lucid Motors announced that its upcoming Lucid Air electric sedan will support fast charging that can add 20 miles of range per minute of charging. The Air uses a 900-volt charger with a peak charging rate of over 300 kilowatts. Lucid is also partnering with Electrify America to build out these chargers to some of the company's 2,000 charger network and will use combined charging system standard chargers. Lucid also said it's developing a bidirectional home charger for the vehicle, which will allow owners to use the vehicle to power their homes. Taiwan's Ministry of Economic Affairs announced new regulations that would bar Taiwanese companies from selling internet streaming services based in China, effective September 3rd. The National Communications Commission said this regulation would not ban the services in the country, merely restrict Taiwanese companies from acting as sales agents for them. In May, the same commission ruled that Chinese-owned streaming services would not be allowed to advertise services in the country. Google updated its Google Duo video call service to now offer captions on voice and video messages. Google will transcribe but not store the audio from the messages, and users can toggle the feature on or off in message settings. Google also updated the support page for Android Auto, announcing that any phone running Android 11 can use Android Auto wirelessly. Google introduced the ability to connect Android Auto wirelessly in 2018, but the feature has been limited so far to Pixel and Samsung Galaxy devices. Outside of the operating system, the only hardware requirement for a wireless Android Auto connection is the ability to connect to 5 GHz Wi-Fi networks. Airbnb announced that it submitted a draft registration to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in advance of an initial public offering. The company did not disclose further financial information or say how many shares would be included in the IPO. And finally, Sony released Imaging Edge Webcam, a Windows 10 app which allows owners of Sony cameras to use them as webcams when connected over USB. 35 cameras are supported, including older mirrorless models like the original A7S and A7 II, both originally released in 2014, as well as more recent models of the RX100, RX0, and A6000 camera lines. Sony did not announce if the software would eventually come to macOS. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.